Okay, I've got another German violin. I'm going to call this one German Violin Number 8. And it's an early one, probably from around 1840 to 1850. It's got good old dry wood in it. Fortunately, there's no cracks in the old fiddle. It's got the old look to it. It's an old Hof, which many of the old Hofs are not the best fiddles, and they weren't made as good as they probably could have been. But this one is a very good sounding one. I've done a little work on it, and in fact, I put a new bass bar in it not too long ago, and it's it really improved it. It was graduated very nicely on the inside. It just it needed a longer bass bar to clean up the tone a little bit. But anyway, the has no cracks. And it's a good violin. I'll play a little bit, and maybe you can hear the. It's deeper. You know, it's a good fiddle. It's got a good, sweet fiddle tone. Response is real good. Spend half my time tuning and the other half's playing out of tune, but at least I have an excuse. I did put new pegs in this fiddle, so they work good. It has a fine tuner tailpiece, a nice ebony Guarneri chin rest. So I put good fittings on it. It's a neat looking old fiddle. Nice clear sound, even though it's deep. The E string sings good. It's not harsh. It sings. Thank you. anyway, I hope I played enough that you could hear the possibilities. This would be an upgrade for a lot of fiddlers, I know for a fact. Like I said, it's a good fiddle, and I have a money-back guarantee, meaning that if you don't like it, you just send it back to me. It's not that big of a deal. I sell a lot of violins, and I won't have any problem getting rid of this one. So let me know. Thanks a lot.